Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening car.
That's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us back.
Watching the ships.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando, longtime member, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Leading with Care. That's just one of her books. She's written a number of them. She has an outstanding calendar that's just, it's a one-a-day type of thing every day. You tear it off, and there's a new word of wisdom from a lady in Mary's network that you can read and make the people we send it to, it means a lot to them. So she's got a few left, folks, if you want to check it out. Womansadvantage.com, is that right, Mary?
Womansadvantage.com.
All right,
yep.
So check that out. We're talking, and thanks again, Mary, for being here. We're talking about referrals. What are some other things that, and folks, one of the things I want to remind you, I'm going to say it again. Most salespeople, if you've got salespeople, you need to develop a strategy, an expectation from them that you have about from them to what is your referral activity this month? Who have you asked for a referral? Mary, it needs to be part of the strategy, doesn't it?
It is, and Jim, for business owners as well, you need to ask yourself, who are the best customers? And you can personally go out, whether you have a sales force or not, and ask for those referrals.
Talk to us about how to ask for them.
Well, this is the biggest thing. So many, in particular women, but I think business owners in general, are hesitant. They either don't know what to say, how to say it. They're embarrassed to say it. They think they're putting their customer on the spot. I say, write out exactly what you want to say. So I love the way you had said it earlier, Jim, about how to ask for a referral.
Yeah.
You're one of our best customers, and we really appreciate your business. And as we continue to grow our business, we want to grow it with customers just like you. So could I ask you to think of someone who you think would be a good customer for us,
then you have to train them, don't you, Mary? Because they're not in the business of selling you. And so you got to write down to me, and I'll let you talk about this in a second, what you got to write down to me is you've got to give them you've heard of the elevator speech, give them the one-step speech, something that they can almost tell people about you when they go up one step instead of a whole floor in a building.
Right. And I actually tell business owners that if you feel uncomfortable asking, just write this down and just stand in a mirror and kind of watch yourself say it in a mirror, almost like you're rehearsing for a speech, but so you can say what you want, the message that you want to convey to the business owner.
Mary, have you ever had any trouble talking about your business? Have you ever had any trouble talking to other people about your business?
Jim, I don't, and people tell me
either.
That I light up when I'm talking about,
either.
Oh, my God, your face just lights up. But that's because I know that I'm doing people a favor by selling them on
Mary, if you can't sell yourself, how do you expect somebody else to sell you? Folks, if you can't sell yourself, if you can't sell your business, if you're embarrassed or you're reticent or you're reluctant or whatever to sell your own business, you probably need to go find a place to clock in tomorrow. Mary, is that too tough love?
No, here's one thing I say. I say if you believe that what you're offering is going to help somebody, it's going to make them money, save them money, make their life easier, improve their life in any way, if you believe that, then how dare you not offer it to them?
Absolutely.
Right? It's a different
That's
way
exactly
of thinking
right.
about it, but how dare you not offer people a chance to improve their lives or grow their bottom line or whatever it is your business does for them. And if you don't believe that, then you're right. They should go find a place to clock in.
But you have to train them. You have to train when you ask for people. This is so important. And I had, when I had my consulting company, One of the things I learned about being a consultant is not everyone is good for working with consultants, number one. Number two, most people won't work well with consultants until they have asked for help. And mm-hmm. I had clients who would say to me, hey, I wish you had lunch with George. You know George. He told me to have you call him.
And
and it broke my heart to say to them, well, okay, thank you for that. I need you to ask him to call me.
Mm.
And they say, why? They say, well, because when I call people, and if they're not willing to pick up the phone and ask for help, I can't help them. Because if I call them, I'm selling them. And they got a problem. That's what I was a problem solver, right? And they would do that. They'd ask him to call me, and the person wouldn't call me maybe for 6 months or a year. But when they did, I was able to help them. And
yeah,
so, but regardless, I had to train them in a certain way. And you'll have to do, everybody has to do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Last thoughts, Mary, 30 seconds.
Well, I think you really do need to understand who your best customers are and ask those best customers for customers just like them,
mm-hmm.
because those are the kind of referrals you want. You want referrals to great customers.
And it's higher quality referral. The referral strategy is what I call a higher quality prospecting strategy.
Right.
Higher quality is what you're looking for.
It brings you into third base.
There you go. Mary, I need a website, please.
Womansadvantage.com.
Good job, Mary. Hey, listen, I know you just got back from Africa. Will you come back in a month or so and tell us about that trip?
Absolutely. Love to do that.
We'll do that. Thank you, Mary. Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.